I do believe that, you know, we can, well, I don't want to say manifest things, but if we have a vision, I think that vision was placed there for a reason, and that's a part of our purpose. So if that's part of my purpose to teach and help other people launch their careers, then why not try to open a school? Tonight, what we're going to be learning, and I'll give you ladies your handouts, we're going to be going over your brushes and tools. So we're going to talk about your brushes and all that information, what goes in your kit. And then from there, we're going to go into facial shapes, which leads us into highlighting and contouring. And by the end of class tonight, we'll be doing highlighting and contouring on ourselves. Roche Anthony, Roche Cosmetics, as well as Beat School of Makeup Artistry. We're at 2429 St. Paul Street, Suite 1. It's the red door, and that's in Baltimore, 21218. And it's amazing how when it dries, you can see the difference, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's very
Tell me about Ms. Roche and sort of what she's like as a teacher.
She's very nice. She teaches us very well. Whatever we ask, she give up. Good answer that we can understand very well.
So that's why you have your foundation brushes versus your powder brushes versus your shadow brushes.
She's taught me things I didn't think that had anything to do with makeup, to be honest. Like, I didn't think facials were involved. She's a really good teacher.
I need this brush to be a little firm so that it can get right in there and set that liner right where it is.
She's very informative, and she's very passionate about you knowing what you're doing and understanding before you leave. She really wants us to get it.
See how she has more of the brown in her hair, and it kind of sheds a light on her skin, like it brings out the yellow undertones in her skin. The main thing that I try to instill into my clients and my students is you don't have to wear makeup every day because you choose to wear makeup sometimes. And some people say, well, you know, I don't want to start wearing makeup because then I'll have to wear it all the time. And you really don't have to. When you get to the point that you feel like you have to wear it all the time, that's when it kind of gets into more of a self-esteem issue, where then we have to look at, why do you feel like you have to wear it all the time? Is it something that we need to address with your skincare? Because if so, if you're hiding, you know, something that's going on with your skin, then we can address that, clear it up, then you don't have to feel like you have to hide things behind makeup. So it's really about taking care of your skin, keeping that the most healthy, and then being able to accessorize with different makeup items when you decide you want to. It's just like wearing earrings or nail polish. It's not something that you have to wear. But there's some people sometimes that get so caught up in wearing it that they won't go to the mailbox without doing their whole makeup. And you really don't want to get imprisoned with it like that, because it's really not that deep. You guys can actually pull your brushes out. You have them?